You are listening to the Holistic Tribal Nurse Podcast. Thanks for stopping by, checking me out. Share this episode, share my podcast. I get tons of people sending me content. I get tons of it that I usually can sell. I usually share on my Telegram account. And so you can see the videos. I don't have the time to just go and, like other people, put all the videos together. I just don't. I'm working a lot behind the scenes. Feel like I work in the enemy's camp right now. Anywho, someone sent me this morning, and I thought, well, I'm gonna get this whole episode out today, and I'm gonna try to get all this stuff before I have to run into work into a meeting. And so, don't know anything if this is true. Do your own research, and I'll share a couple of things. We'll talk. Let's listen to this one.
They are turning in and collecting on all our checking accounts. Anything over $600 will be deducted, and they will take taxes off of it immediately. And they say you can get it back at the end of the year, but we may not even have our IRS by the end of the year. This is what you need to do. All patriots, all true Americans, all true bloods, everybody that stands for the Constitution, draw your money out of the bank. Put it in a safe somewhere. Don't keep it inside your house. Make sure that it's somewhere where nobody can find it. Because the weeks are fixing to get rough. The weeks are fixing to get tough. Like I said, the movement is moving. The movement is moving. September the 27th is going to fire this off. September the 27th is going to start this. What needs to be done? All true Americans, all true constitutionalists, all true people that want this America to be what America is supposed to be. Sit down. Let's shut America down. Sit down. Don't go to work. Sit down, don't go out to eat. Sit down, don't do anything after October the 1st. October the 1st is America's shutdown time. It's time to close this tyranny down. It's time to end everything that's happening in America today by us not participating. Do not let them swab or test you. I'm telling you now, if you're not planning to get the vaccine, you better not get tested. You better not get tested. I'm telling you now, they have got sneaky and they are doing it their way. This is the thing, people. October the 1st, shut America down. October the 1st, stop them from being able to make a dime off of us. October the 1st, you need to have your money gone out of your accounts and put it in somewhere safe so nobody can find it. I'm telling you now, October the 15th, the IRS is coming in. They're taking 21% of whatever you have in your bank account, in your checkings and in your savings and in your IRAs. Everything that you have finances in, they're taking 21% of starting October the 15th. You better wake up. Sheep, you better get off my page, because I'm telling you, I'm a herder. I'm not a sheep at all. So I'm telling you now, October the 1st, America will shut down. All of true Americans, let's shut the nation down. Let's show this tyranny that we're done. Don't worry, the fight's on. The fight's beginning, but we're starting it in a peaceful way. All right, shut it down October the 1st. Clear your accounts out. Don't go to work. Don't go shopping.
All right, that was a TikTok. And if I got that, I'm sure hopefully other people got it. Let's go to something else. And if that's the case, it's not a bad thing to be prepared and be a part of something and globally do something. What they're doing in Brazil, what they're doing in France, they're coming together. And if we don't want the tyranny, crazy government, even Democrats are like, I'm not Democrats anymore. Biden and his craziness, we want nothing of it. If this is the case, we're actually pulling out our IRAs out of one, and we're going to put it into something a little more solid, backed by gold and silver. I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do with my little stocks. You know, pay your bills, get them all paid early, like I plan to do, and yeah, have some cash on hand. I've been telling people buy gold and silver and have silver and on hand, get a safe. Okay, because this is not the first one. I mean, there was one on YouTube that I got that goes along with this, and I don't know if I can find it. And this, when you get like one message and one person saying something, and then you get somebody else, and they have had 10,000 views or more, then you're like, I need to pay attention to this, right? Because this is... And this is someone I don't even know or follow on I don't even do a lot on the YouTube because it's just a piece of crap. So I don't even know if I could find that. Oh, I did share it on my, okay, I do have that on my Telegram. I think when I want something that it's valuable, I try to put it on Telegram. So let's see if I can find it and I'll share that. There's so much info out there. Okay, so get your money out of the bank. This is another one. Okay, let me see if I can get this to open and play it. Go to my Telegram.
Hey YouTube, this is Southern Purple One. My last video, I think I talked about trying to fight the system as much as I can, so I'll be removing some of my money from the bank. And I don't have a lot of money, but what little I have is mine, and I don't want to give it to the system to keep using it. I've been using that money for some projects around here, but gonna make it really easy on myself and get it out and deny them that cash. So you do the same thing if you can. Also, a few people sent me articles. I knew it was an important article because I got numerous people sending me. So when I checked my email yesterday, I was like, oh, wow. They all had pretty much the same title. And I knew it was an important article. It talked about Congress wanting to make a law where all financial institutions, if there's incoming or outgoing funds of $600, all of this would be sent to the IRS. Right now, if there's no tax liability, they do not do that, but they want to change the law. This is just more control, 100% control. If you haven't picked up on that yet, there's no hope for you. I'm trying to control every aspect of our life, and we're letting them, but it's going to end soon, one way or the other. $600 comes in, goes out. No matter if you get cash, if you write a check, that is going to be sent to the IRS. Such an invasion of privacy. So I told you I was going to get a little bit more cash out, and mine's little. Some of you guys have sent me some emails after I said that. I have no idea where to put your money. You have gold, you got silver, you got all the crypto things. I'm not into that electronic crypto. I understand it a little bit because some people have been sharing it with me. I don't have the funds to do that. My funds are in physical, tangible items, and some land that we bought. So that's where my money is. If you have $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and some of you guys do because you contact me, and I have no good recommendation. I don't want to pick any stocks for you. My number one thing is get your debts paid. Get your house paid off, your car paid off, no credit card. Get everything you own paid off. You'll sleep so much better at night. I have one of these safes. I just picked this one up. Actually, came in last week. I'm lucky I got it because there's only a few left, and there's not many left on Amazon, but you can get these at Walmart. You can get them anywhere.
All right, he goes about getting a safe, which is not a bad idea, and then getting something that's fireproof because he talked about somebody that didn't have fireproof stuff, and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. But boy, oh boy, when you get like two people sending you stuff, you know something's going down. I don't care. You know something's going down because we live in an era right now where our government is tyrannical. They are not for us. Our votes don't count. If you don't see that now, I don't know what planet you're living on. Project Vortas is sharing things. I have so much cool content. So Project Vortas is sharing stuff. If you've not seen it, there's a small clip of this. And I thought, oh, okay, this is pretty good. And they're sharing it, whistleblowers. But man, I have so many whistleblowers on my channel. So many. So listen to this one real quick this morning.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
And he's got myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right. But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the...
Yeah.
Under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know, right, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit.
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley with the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC, that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
All right, that's the clip. You can go see. All right, that's that short clip. I guess, you know, that's going to go. They have so many followers, and that's going to hit. Gosh, I have so much on here. All right. This one is important too, I thought.
U.S. Supreme Court, breaking news. This is a group of lawyers. U.S. Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccinations in the United States. Just got the following. This wasn't in the news anywhere. That's why I was telling y'all that you need to go to all your TV stations and tell them to stop pushing it, as well as the newspapers. Looks like we are approaching the final scene in the movie. Please alert everyone in the family, friends, and relatives. Breaking news in the United States, the Supreme Court has invalidated the universal vaccination. Bill Gates, U.S. Chief Infectious Disease Specialist Fauci, and Big Pharma have lost a lawsuit in the United States. Woohoo! Supreme Court for failing to prove that all of their vaccines have been safe for the health of citizens. For the last 32 years, the lawsuit was filed by a group of scientists led by Senator Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The new COVID injection should be avoided at all costs. I urge your attention to important issues related to the next COVID-19 injection. For the first time in the history of vaccination, the latest generation of so-called mRNA vaccines directly interfere with the patient's genome, altering the individual's genetic makeup. The coronavirus vaccine is not a vaccine. Then why is he calling it one? He needs to say injection. Note, what has always been a vaccine? It has always been the pathogen itself, a microbe or virus that has been killed or attenuated, that is weakened and introduced into the body to produce antibodies. Not even a coronavirus vaccine. It's not that at all. It's part, and this is still Robert Kennedy. It is part of the newest group of mRNA, supposedly, quote, vaccines, unquote, meaning he's calling it a death kill. Once inside a human cell, mRNA reprograms normal RNA DNA, which begins to make a different protein. That is nothing to do with conventional vaccines. That is, it is a tool of genetic manipulation. It is a bioweapon, which is what I've been saying for two straight weeks. That is, they would destroy the earthlings and the survivors become GMOs. After the unprecedented mRNA vaccine, the vaccinator will not be able to treat the symptoms of the vaccine additionally. Vaccinated people will have to face the consequences because they cannot be cured by simply removing the toxins from the human body, as in a person with a genetic defect, such as Down syndrome, Klinefelter syndrome, Turner syndrome, genetic heart failure, hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, Rett syndrome, and etc. Because the genetic defect is eternal, meaning it will last forever what you have put in your body if you have done it. This clearly means that if a vaccination symptom develops after an mRNA vaccination, neither I nor any other medical therapist can help you, because damage due to vaccination is genetically irreversible. Golly, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits and the death penalty for Fauci and Bill Gates. Vaccination, bioweapons of 21st century genocide. Former Pfizer chief scientist Mike Eden has again expressed his position that it is now too late to save those who have been injected with a substance publicly referred to as the, quote, COVID-19 vaccine, unquote. He encourages those who have not yet been injected to fight for their lives, their environment, and the lives of their children. The internationally renowned immunologist describes a process that he believes will kill the vast majority of people. Immediately after the first vaccination, about 0.8% of people die within 2 weeks. The average life expectancy of survivors is 2 years at most, but it also decreases with each new injection. I will never get another vaccine as long as I live. Golly. Quote, other vaccines are still being developed to damage specific organs in your body, including the heart, the lungs, and the brain. After two decades at Pfizer, Professor Yeadon was familiar with the functions and research and developmental goals of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, and notes that the ultimate goal of the current vaccine regime, unquote, can only be a massive demographic event that will bring down all the world wars together like Mickey's staging a mouse. Billions, quote, billions of people have already been condemned to a certain inevitable and painful death. Oh my God, y'all.
All right. I don't know. I don't go look at court cases. Supreme Court, obviously, if this is the truth, I bet the media would not share it. So I agree with her, because the media is bought. If you are still watching your television, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Turn that sucker off. You're supporting terrorists. Oh, gosh, I got something in my eye. Here's one more.
Because we're not just bloviating blowhards constantly bitching and complaining and whining about everything that's going on in this country, and because we're soldiers and because we are demanding accountability, we're going to start with our action plan that I promised you guys a week ago, and it starts right now here today. We're going to start with the city of Milwaukee. There are 250 some odd thousand people on this Telegram channel. We're going to call the numbers below, speak to the people below in the media in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we're going to focus on these people all week long. All week long, we're going to focus on Milwaukee. We are going to call these people and we're going to ask them a very specific question. There are 14,925 people reported dead, confirmed dead from these COVID vaccines, according to the CDC's own website, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Why are you not telling people about this? Why are you not telling people that 14,925 people are dead? Why are you refusing to tell anybody about the actual real adverse events and side effects that are handicapping people, destroying their entire lives? Why are you supporting this narrative? Tell me why. Why are you not reporting this? Let's demand accountability, and it starts right now.
Ooh, dead air. Okay, so that is Pete's. That was, he was on his Telegram. I don't know if he said it on his channel or on his broadcast. I'm sure he is. There's so much going on. I just want to share Fox even had some stuff. AON had some stuff. Let's see what I have time for. Let's do this one.
You know, let me tell you something about celebrities. And let me tell you something about some big, big sports stars. If you honestly knew what some of your favorite big superstars really did behind closed doors, if you knew what your favorite late night talk show host did behind closed doors, if you really knew what your favorite radio star, TV star, newscaster truly did behind closed doors, none of us are perfect. We all do weird things. We're all freaky and weird and crazy. But if you knew, you wouldn't follow half the people. You wouldn't listen. And I tell you what, I put doctors on that list. I put CEOs on that list. I put the everyday person on that list. The fact, you gotta stop putting this much trust in local doctors too. I said some of the doctors are out of their minds. Out of their minds. Joe Rogan goes out and he says how he cured COVID. And people lose their mind. You know why they're losing mind? Because they're getting paid for the agenda. If you cared about humanity, you would have listened to what Joe Rogan said and went, huh, we should look into that. We should look into how Joe Rogan cured COVID. But rather, people are wrapped up watching the news, listening to their stars, because that's the way you've been programmed your whole life. We're still in the Roman Empire, baby. Feed them and entertain them just enough, and we shall control them through fear. And they will do whatever we want. We have a dictator situation.
Oh boy, I thought he was so good. And he did a TikTok. My dogs are hearing something. And there was a 1995 speech that was really interesting that I shared on here, and that's how I'm going to end it.
What will follow is the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind, creating intentional infections. This will be enforced via laws that will make vaccinations mandatory, and these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields, where waves of very, very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You'll be turned into a zombie.
Okay, I just thought that was fun and interesting. That the rest of my stuff, you can go on my Telegram and go look at it. Go do your own research. Decide what you want to do for your family and protecting and supporting your family. Because I shared so much on this one, I think you need to go and share it with everybody else, because I'm going to keep this short, sweet, to the point. You go on DuckDuckGo and do your own research and decide what you want to do. Share it.